Lorena here from Everything's Canceled podcast. Herman and I hope you've been enjoying our show. The best way to support us right now is to subscribe to our Patreon for some exclusive episodes and more at patreon.com/everythingscanceled. And don't forget, there's only one L in canceled. And shop our new merch on our Shopify. The Shopify is everythingscanceled.myshopify.com. Now let's get to today's show. Are you ready? Are you going to be the one to say... Welcome to Everything's Canceled.
I have no idea. How do you want to do it?
What's our song? You know the song.
Oh, we're doing Lizzo's song. Was it
About Damn Time?
And it's About Damn Time.
Yeah, you're way better.
Turn up the music. Turn up the podcast. Turn out the lights.
Yeah, let's get into
it. I got a feeling that I'm going to be all right.
Okay.
All right.
That I'm going to be
and
right.
It's About Damn Time.
I'm going to be right about who's canceled.
Oh, shit. It is about damn time. Like, it's about damn time we start this damn podcast.
I know. It's been a while. Okay, so what is your podcast name?
I am Herman. Herman P. Herman PW.
As in Pee Wee Herman. He didn't want to do Pee Wee, which I'm really disappointed
in. Pee Wee's fine. I'm going to
call you Pee Wee.
Yeah.
Hey, Pee Wee. I'm Lorena.
It's so demeaning, you know?
It's not demeaning, it's cute. Our son watches Pee-wee.
He's specifically a little boy, you know?
Well...
It's the whole point of the character, like a grown man being a little boy.
But he embraces it, it's not...
Well, yeah, it's hilarious, he's a great character.
Our son watches Pee-wee's Playhouse every day, and we get to, like, relive our childhood shows, that's great. Okay, so I'm Lorena, as in Lorena Bobbitt. We chose these names because we wanted to pick... names of people who shouldn't have been canceled, and these were like the only two names that we could think of.
And we're your hosts.
Yeah, we're your hosts. Lorena,
your new
and
favorite
Herman.
Your new favorite podcast, the Everything's Canceled podcast. This is a podcast you're now listening to. So welcome to our first episode, pilot episode of the Everything's Canceled podcast, starring Lorena and Herman. Herman and Lorena.
Yeah. So this all kind
so,
of
so yeah, where did we get the idea? You want to start? You want to tell our story?
Yeah, so, well, I mean, we've had this idea for a while, but it kind of got pushed to the front when we were making our fantasy football leagues, which, like, I don't watch football, fuck football, but now I can kind of be into it because last season we did fantasy, and...
And when you have a personal stake in it, suddenly it's a lot more interesting.
Yeah, because and I love celebrity shit, so I was like, well, I guess I can, like, pick my players based on how cute they are, and, well, this time I picked the wrong players, but...
So, without knowing it, drafted Deshaun Watson.
and everyone in the group text, he was like, oh no,
Oh my god!
Or Lorena, it was like, I drafted...
I guess we already...
Yeah, in the group text, I was like, oh shit... You know, he said that I had drafted Deshaun Watson. Everyone was like, oh, no, does she know? Does she know? Because everyone knows that, you know, I try to be as woke as fuck on sexual assaults. That is a thing for me, you know. I mean, I love celebrity shit, of course. I have, like, a complicated relationship with it. It's not like, I don't know, I feel like people, like, automatically assume that if you like celebrity gossip and shit that you have some sort of, like, toxic relationship with, like, capitalism or whatever, but it's not really that. I like, the human behavior experience of it, and I like that, you know, specifically when we talk about, like, the Me Too movement and things like that, we get to look at, like, things that happen in my life, in real life, and we get to watch it on, like, a larger scale and see how society responds to it in a bigger scale. No one's going to come and tell me their real feelings and thoughts about me being sexually assaulted and whether they believe me or not. But, like, you can go into the comments about fucking Deshaun Watson in the ESPN Reddit, and you're going to see the world's real thoughts about, you know, his case and what people think. But nonetheless, I fucking drafted Deshaun Watson, and he is helping me win.
He's been doing so great so far, so...
He didn't do too bad. I've won 2 weeks in a row, so there's
that. Well,
he
didn't do great, but...
Well,
glad you won.
I've been winning with Deshaun Watson as my QB. But then I was like, well, fuck, babe, like... How am I supposed to keep track of everyone that's raped everyone?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. So that's where we ended up getting the idea to do the podcast about, you know, about Deshaun Watson and about the Sorry, I thought I heard baby. So, yeah, and so that's just the reason. That's the reason why we decided to come up with this podcast in the first place, is because how do we keep track of people who've been canceled? How do we keep track of these different different offenders of different types, whether they're athletes or movie stars or rock stars or politicians or fucking anything, you know? How do we keep track of all these fucking people? So why don't we make a podcast about it and we'll talk about them all?
Yeah, it's become like a little bit of an indulgence in our relationship, like kind of like reading the morning paper. We wake up and there's social media telling us the latest celebrity.
We're talking about this stuff anyways, so, you know, maybe yeah. We'll record it and maybe it's entertaining.
We just bitch to each other all day about it. We're like, we should just make other people listen to us about this. But we do have like a different, you know, a unique relationship to cancel culture.
Yeah, maybe we both have something to say, I guess.
Yeah, we both come into celebrity gossip and pop culture with like different interests. And like for me personally, like I said, I love like the
generally human aligned too, but with slightly different perspectives.
Yeah, I mean, we're usually aligned. There's been a few that we have felt different on. I'm trying to think, what was the one that, oh my god, we
Jonah
got
Hill.
Jonah Hill. We fought a lot about Jonah Hill. That really affected our relationship for like 2 weeks.
I don't know if we're going to do that one. We'll save that one maybe for a little bit.
Maybe.
We'll
if you guys
on,
really want to hear us fight.
We'll save it.
If you want to hear our relationship end over the podcast, we can.
We have quite a few ideas for upcoming episodes, but let's save that. We'll save that for later in this podcast.
But it's interesting because, like, you know, our political views are pretty aligned. And I think that we get criticism from our friends often for, you know, knowing anything about celebrities.
Maybe.
There's this like,
I think people sometimes assume that they think like that they would know your or my opinion, maybe my opinion or your opinion based on knowing one of our opinions. And so I think it'll be interesting to actually express some of that and see how it all plays out.
Yeah, it's like, well, how can you be against capitalism but be for sports and for movie stars and for all of these things? But it's not even really that. It's like, well, it's there and it's interesting and those people are real people but not, like, I don't know. I need to talk about these things because they apply to us on this scale of humanness over here, you know?
Well, I think one of the questions that it gets into is how much do we really know about the lives of celebrities or these people that we talk about all the time, and then these certain aspects of their lives that, you know, start to become very important, or, you know, we learn things about them that change our view of who we think they are drastically, you know?
When it influences our culture on a big scale, like how these celebrities are treated in court and, you know, by their bosses and things like that affect us down here, you know, on this part of the hierarchy of humans, right? That, you know, like how Lizzo treats her employees influences how, you know, what we're allowed to tell our bosses they can and cannot do to us, right? And so, you know, I'm always interested because it happens to celebrities first. It happens, you know.
And I think it's, like I said, it's interesting to know just, I mean, or to try and ponder just how much we do know about these people's lives and then what, you know, what conclusions can we draw from that? What do we actually know about it? And
we both like to we both like to psychoanalyze celebrities a little bit, like more than we probably should. But, you know, we can't assume everything, but we like to ponder for sure.
Like I said, we like to have these conversations anyways. So, you know, this is like a good opportunity for us to, one, record it and see how they sound, I guess. And then, but also to get a little bit deeper and to try and, you know, because a part of it is it's always hard to remember who got canceled for what. And then there are also so many more details. The more you dig, the more you find, the more there was, and then the more complicated some of those things become. And
when you're
then
the king of rabbit, you're the king of rabbit trails. Like, you will find like these paths down these other, and I'm just like, who are you even talking about? You're talking about so and so's father is this and that and whatever, you know.
There are always more connections.
We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. and you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah,
know what I mean.
So do your homies got a role in your little? You mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to get them on there. Look. We all artists, man. We go. You feel me? We gonna have this like.
Bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gonna lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
But yeah, you're so good at like seeing the whole web. But then something else that we should mention is that, you know, if you go look up cancel culture, you look up any of these people who have been canceled, like you're flooded with a lot of like, I guess, conservative side saying like these people shouldn't be canceled and this is so extreme and all that, and we kind of share yeah. kind of a love and passion for cancel culture. Like we fucking love cancel culture, and I'm always excited to see the next person canceled, not because I like what they did, but I'm just like, it feels like a small justice for me on a personal level. And then also just, I don't know, I like to see it in working action that we can support good people and not support bad people, in the same way that we boycott businesses who take our money and give it to unethical foundations and corporations, right? And so I just feel like it gives the people more power, even though people on the other side say it takes away power from people. But I don't know. What?
I guess...
He's looking at me like I'm an idiot. What?
No, I guess... you were just talking a lot, and so I lost what I was going to say.
I'm coming from the king of talking over me.
Yeah, well, you say that I interrupt you all the time because you won't stop talking unless I interrupt you. I'm now realizing that.
Oh, my fucking God.
11 minutes into doing a podcast with you. It's pretty funny. But I guess what I was going to say is because the first thing you said about, like, you know, cancel culture itself or the act of cancellation or what canceling is like such a like hot culture war issue, you know? So if you're going to talk about it, you're going to hear a lot about it. Right. And anybody who gets canceled, like if you're brave enough to delve into the comments anywhere online or to get into that type of conversation, you're going to hear a lot about it. But you're also going to hear, I guess, a lot of people who are going to make defenses no matter what, right? And I guess that's something that like we continue to encounter every time that any of these stories, you're gonna have, almost always you're gonna have somebody who just defends these people no matter what in service of having like an anti-cancel culture stance, right? And I think that what is interesting to do and what I'd like to do here is that I'd like to be able to take like an honest look at it. And of course, like I am not unbiased. Neither of us is unbiased at all. You know what I mean? Like we're both like happily. And like, if you want to put me on the target, I have to be pro or anti cancel culture. Like we are both. And I am definitely pro cancel culture, but for a number of reasons. And I'd like definitely like to explain why, but I think that there are a lot of people who feel so strongly that they are anti-cancel culture that they find themselves defending people and things that are really indefensible just in service of wanting to be anti-cancel culture. And I find that as disingenuous, as not really, as anybody who isn't really going to take full account and try and like have, you know, because all of these stories are pretty complicated, and the more that you dig and the more you find out, the more complicated they are. And so that's where it gets interesting, really. And that's what I want to talk about.
Well, human relationship with forgiveness and, you know, forgiveness for ourselves and forgiveness for others is also complicated. I feel like people's response to cancel culture is like a direct reflection of their own response to either, one, the abuses that they have or wrong things that they have done in their lives, and two, the wrong things that people in their lives have done to them and others, right? And so how do you call out the celebrity for doing this when you've allowed your father, your brother, your husband, or whatever to also do these things? And how do you call it out if it's happened to you and you haven't unpacked that yet, or you have done it yourself and you haven't come to terms with apologizing and making better, or you're, you know, the simple fear that something is going to be dug up in your past and be used against absolutely. You. And how do you deal with that in the right way to either make it right and be able to move on, or does it destroy you forever? And so we're seeing this happen to celebrities and applying it to ourselves, and we're like, well, fuck, like maybe I've said shit like that, or I've done things like that, or I didn't know better, it was a different time. And so those things are complicated.
Yeah, so much of the anti-cancel culture narrative seems to all center around the idea of like a cancel culture run wild, right? Cancel culture run amok. And it's like this idea that like anybody can be canceled at any time, or, you know, I guess it's basically hinges around this idea that people who don't deserve to be canceled are being canceled because of like an overly punitive or like overly judgmental like minority of people. And, you know, it's not that those fears are entirely unfounded, but I mean, I think it all is really basically, it comes in as based in like a fear that, you know, like that, you know, men are going to be accused of rape who are not, that anybody can be accused of rape at any time, and that, you know, people are going to be unfairly targeted and falsely accused.
I mean, the statistics show that that's not really true. And so we can get more into that and the nuances of that, of like how difficult it is to actually accuse somebody of these things. And, you know, and we're also here to talk about, you know, the people that we grew up loving and had to watch them be canceled and how painful that is. And, you know, we are down to find people who were canceled who shouldn't have been. But also, like, something that we've discovered while going through a lot of these people is how many people didn't really stay canceled. Like, this idea that everyone's canceled, they're not fucking canceled, they're still working, they're still doing their thing. And so, you know, we want to get into that. I think our goal for these episodes is to either have like some sort of like rating system. We haven't worked this out yet. We'll have it worked out by the next episode, but like maybe like,
is there a scale of, is there sort of a scale of offense, right? Like how, like,
was this forgivable? Was it?
Yeah. I mean, like, level? I mean, and it's true, like, because it seems like some people, I mean, legitimately, like, and we want to talk about as many as we can, like, we do want to talk about, you know, people who are quote unquote canceled at times, or who face a lot of maybe like ridicule, who didn't deserve it. But then we really need to talk about all of the people who really need to be canceled, or the reasons why people were quote unquote canceled, and how does that reflect on who they are and on like their body of work as an artist? You know, like, are these people, I mean, we have people everywhere from people who are, you know, going to be in prison for many years, the rest of their lives, to, you know, people who faced almost no punishment for what happened to them, you know what I mean? Or what they did.
I think a big question that, you know, comes up when we talk about certain cases is how much we're supposed to separate the artist or, you know, their work from their crimes. Like, can we still enjoy our books, our movies, our whatever, and let those be that without attaching these people's crimes to it? And that's, you know, a complicated thing that goes back. We'll do a whole episode on this, but specifically, like, what comes to mind is the case of Michael Jackson, and how I'll always shut Michael Jackson off and everyone else around me is like, but that is art and he is, you know, pivotal in our culture, and people cannot see, like, they struggle so much to not separate the artist from the crime on that one. Like, it is just, Michael Jackson is a king and he will never be touched. It doesn't matter what comes out, people will protect him until the end of time. And so, you know, can we enjoy Michael Jackson music? Like, what are we supposed to do with that? If when he's brought up, are we supposed to say, oh yeah, but that creep, you know? And like, you know, people have a lot of beliefs on Michael Jackson. Like I said, we're gonna do a whole fucking episode on that, and I'm stoked for that one. What else do we have coming? You have a list. Like, let's get people excited here. Our first one.
Well, okay.
Our first two is going to be.
We're already preparing two episodes, and I think our first two are going to be Russell Brand, and then we're going to cover Danny Masterson, and we have a lot to say about both of those, and those are both, you know, kind of recent cases, so, you know, we might as well talk about those now. But we certainly have a lot of other ones that we want to talk about.
Yeah, we've done, you know, some major deep dives on Trevor Bauer. We love to get into the sports, and I think we'll have quite
Deshaun
a few.
Deshaun Watson obviously be coming up. We're going to have to revisit Trevor Bauer because he seems to keep coming up, too.
And Mike Clevinger, big Mike Clevinger deep dive. we're going to, yeah, we'll probably have quite a bit of sports, quite a bit of, we also want to get into all of our old man rock bands. Like, every, like, I'm so into classic rock. That's something that has bonded us together. And it seems like every time I put on a t-shirt, somebody informs me, like, didn't you know that they raped someone underage? And it's just, like, ruining all of my childhood celebrity crushes, yeah, for sure.
We specifically made a list of people who are people who we personally have enjoyed their art at some time, who we definitely need to cover what the aspects of their lives that are worth talking about on that list are Roseanne, Michael Jackson,
Bill Cosby,
R. Kelly,
Lizzo,
Woody Allen, all of your favorite old rock and rollers, David Bowie, Mick Jagger, Led
Steven
Zeppelin,
Tyler,
Don Henley,
Slash,
John Lennon, Will Smith, Lizzo. Will Smith made the list. Yeah.
It's crazy. He was super canceled, and his was like the least harmless. Anyways,
yeah,
okay.
Well, as we were talking about, there's a range of offense, right? And some of these people are going to spend the rest of their lives in jail, or maybe, or definitely should. And then, you know, some people were legitimately unfairly canceled, and we need to talk about what is the difference between people who are potentially unfairly canceled and all the people who claim to be unfairly canceled, who, let's face it, you should have been canceled. Like, you should be, you know, or at least, like, what you did was fucked up. Maybe you should at least, like, do you need to apologize? Do you need to apologize to work again? Should this person never work again?
Forced
should this
apologies.
Person be in fucking prison? Well, I mean, should they just know better and at least be able to apologize for the fucking things they did?
I feel like we can see when characters changed, I feel like. But anyways, I think that, you know, the fact that we are going to come to this pod to talk about celebrities that we have personally loved is, you know, the angle that we're going at, because I think a lot of people's relationship to cancel culture in the beginning, when it, you know,
love all of them, but we will talk about ones that we have loved too,
for sure. But I think, you know, when cancel culture, like, first became like a, what do you call it, a hot word,
trending, viral, culture war?
No, like a common word that people,
household word.
Anyways,
dinner table.
God, you have all of them except the one I'm thinking. Anyways, people were like, kind of, they were okay with it until it happened to someone that they loved, right? And then they were like, fuck, that's not cool.
You definitely have a different relationship to it too. You know, if it's somebody you love, or like you were saying before, if you have any sort of experience with anything that has happened in any of these situations in your personal life.
Yeah, victim or as a perpetrator, if you've done some of these things, it's going to be really hard to unpack that.
Accomplice or otherwise. You know,
yeah, watching your friends do these things. Are you still friends with them? Being friends with our friends as abusers. These are all really hard things. And that's why I love celebrity shit, because, again, it is just a direct reflection of how we respond to these exact things in our lives. So
okay. I want to say the one thing I left on my notes that I have to say that we haven't said yet.
Okay, what?
Three reasons why I am pro cancel culture, and let's bounce them back and forth. Let's see if you agree with me.
Okay.
Three reasons why I'm pro cancel culture. The number one is, like, the reality is most people don't get canceled until way too fucking late, anyways, right? These people have been, like, doing these things. They've been, like, they have dozens, countless accusers. They've been allowed to, been able to do them for years in cases. Like, they have, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes they don't get canceled till after they're fucking dead, you know?
Dude,
sometimes
true, like,
they're allowed to work for years often, you know? Like, I threw a couple examples here of both Russell Brand and Danny Masterson not getting canceled for fucking years later. Russell Brand not fucking famous. And when was the last guy that was in a fucking movie? Danny Masterson not famous for anything other than his fucking, like, really that 70s show. Like, and these are all things that happened, what, like 20 years ago?
While they were famous, like at the height of their fame. I was just going to say that both of those cases that we just dove into were like going, you know, like, wow, Danny just got 30 years. I'm like, but this shit happened when I was like 10 years old, like fuck, that was a really long time ago.
Yeah, it's like, why didn't they don't get canceled at the time? Like, none of this shit comes out until way the fuck till late, too late. Usually till after they're not really that fucking famous anymore.
Did you see?
You know, whoever is making money off them, they're not that fucking useful to them anymore. Then some of this information comes out, you know, like, probably because somebody can make money off that. You know what I mean? But it's like, you know, and then, you know, my other example, Michael Jackson, not canceled till after he's fucking dead. R. Kelly, Cosby, like, not till years fucking later, you know?
I was going to say, did you see The Onion about Russell Brand?
Yeah, exactly. Fucking hilarious.
The Onion was
always,
like...
always on point and fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it was like Russell Brand being canceled, but didn't we all think he was already a rapist?
Yeah. Well, and watching the fucking doc, too, it's like in seeing some of his humor and some of the things he said, it's like, wow, yeah, he really was just in fucking plain sight. But hey. So that's our next fucking episode, so
we'll save it.
Okay, reason number two.
Reason number two.
Lots of people who deserve to get canceled don't get fucking canceled anyways. They're either allowed to continue fucking working, or how many people, like, all of these things were open secrets in the industry until they no longer were. Everybody, like, don't be alone in so-and-so's office, you know what I mean? Like, everybody knows about it until finally everybody knows about it. And then, so, how many other ones don't we fucking know about? It just goes back to what I said before about, like, how much information do you really have about each, you know, like, how many accusers do you really hear from? How much of the whole story do you really hear? And how many fucking accusers are there still fucking, or I mean, abusers and offenders and other just fucked up people who do fuck up, like, are still fucking working right now? You know what I mean? I'll throw a few fucking examples out there. Like, all of the Epstein collaborators, people who are not going to be brought to justice and that seems like the most fucking obvious one. But then, like, maybe a little controversy, like you people who are still lionized as heroes, like Kobe or, yeah, you know, Woody Allen to some degree, like Ellen or Eminem. Should Eminem have been canceled? We've talked about that. So, you know, just, you know, how many people deserve to be canceled who don't? We want to say, you know, anti-cancel culture people want to say, like, oh, so many people get canceled who don't deserve it. But really, it seems like it's kind of on the other end. There are a lot of people who probably deserve to be canceled who don't get fucking canceled, or who never get canceled, or who don't face enough or don't face, like, adequate consequences for all the fucking shit they did, right?
Yeah, and every day we're going to hear about something new, because while we're looking into someone else is raping someone else. There's always something.
Right.
Okay. This podcast will go forever.
All right, third and last reason.
Okay, number three.
Most of the people who get canceled, they sucked anyways. Most of the shit they did wasn't really all that fucking important, or their music or their fucking movies weren't all that great. And we're not really losing all that much by canceling them in the first place.
I think that's why the Danny Masterson story is going to be interesting, because of the whole Ashton Kutcher scandal part of it. Because Ashton Kutcher, like, arguably was someone important to, you know, this cause specifically with his work with human trafficking and all of that. So actually, I find it interesting when someone is important and the allegations against them or the things that come out actually completely contradict the work that we know them for. I, you know, was just talking to my friend who's a human trafficking specialist, and she was talking about, we were talking, you know, off record about how many people in the human trafficking awareness industry end up coming out with allegations against them. So people who are in, you know, noble work all the time come out with, like, all their own shit. In fact, it gives them complete direct access to vulnerable victims who are already, what better place to find, you know, victims of human trafficking to traffic, or, you know, victims to traffic, is by being someone who works in human trafficking, right? So you end up working with youth and all that. So, you know, there's going to be people who do fucking matter, and I'm interested to get into those.
Yeah, it's an issue of vulnerability, right? And abusers find vulnerable people, and I guess famous abusers have a lot more leeway in that.
Yeah,
a lot more ability to find people and make people vulnerable, because obviously they're able to continue operating often for years. Like I said, even as a known secret, Cosby, R. Kelly, so many fucking others.
Right. Jackson, well, I mean,
there's a million examples. There's a few of them in front of me, so I keep coming to them.
Something that's always stuck with me is, you know, when I was told that people don't rape because they like sex or need sex, that people rape because they like power and control. And so, you know, that ties into power and money and all those things. So when we, you know, we see this happening on a large scale with people who are already addicted to fame, power, and money, and people are handed to them. They're never told no in life.
Well, we talked about that in some of these cases too. It's like, you know, it seems like there might've been a lot of people who wanted to have sex with you. Like, why are you raping these
exactly.
people? Or why are you, you know, like sexually assaulting underage people or doing, like, you know, even more disgusting shit.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these people are hot, famous, have access to sex with consensual people all the time. So, yeah, like you said, why are you raping
just
people?
Act better. You know, maybe. I don't know.
Anyways. All right, so tune in. This is our first episode.
Yeah, we
just made
socials.
Our social.
Yeah,
social
where
media.
To find us.
Yeah, what you just made the social.
Yeah, it's Everything's Canceled Podcast on Instagram and Everything's Canceled Podcast at gmail.com if you want to email us to be on our show, be a special guest on our show, send us your ideas for episodes.
Yeah.
We already have quite a few, but, you know, if you got some good ideas, go ahead and send that. You can
send us good articles.
Yeah, send us your articles, send us your love letters and hate mail to Everything's Canceled podcast.
Well, we have
gmail.com.
We have our pseudonyms to protect us.
Yeah, and follow us, Everything's Canceled Podcast on Instagram, where you can keep up with us. We'll be posting. We're going to post some.
We're going to do polls.
Yeah, some polls.
We want to know.
Some before and after polls on some temp checks on how you feel about the people who we're doing our episodes on. We'll do some before and after temp check polls.
Yeah, see how you feel before you listen, and then check back in and let us know if we changed your mind.
I think it'll be a good way we can keep you up to date on stories too. Well, you know, we're working on the Danny Masterson one. It seems like we're almost holding that one off a little bit because it seems like we're getting new info, but I don't know, I guess he's in fucking jail now, so how much new info is going to be other than his wife's
because we like to get in all in their messes with their family and their past, and you know, there's some good stuff. Danny Masterson's going to be a wild ride, and actually it's not going to be just about Danny Masterson, so spoiler alert.
Yeah, look, we're going to get as deep into him as we can possibly got time for you. You know what I mean? We'll go as far as we can with it here, you know?
Yeah, so like our Instagram, it's going to look a little bare right now. This is our first episode. We'll go as we go.
Yeah.
So, bye, Pee-wee.
Yeah, signing off. Yeah, Herman P., signing off.
And you better interrupt me as much as I think you will. We will have audio evidence.
Every time
that you interrupt me, you are at risk for the real Lorena Bobbitt to come out here, and I will chop your dick off.
if you want to hear Lorena talk for the entire podcast, there's a whole other podcast for that. I'm gonna have to fight for my airtime on this one, as you can tell. So here,
I'm gonna calculate the minutes that you talked and the minutes that I talked, and we will see.
It's gonna be like the screen time debate.
Oh my God, we won't talk about that. I'm looking up articles for our podcast.
Right again.